This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cosmetics giant Estee Lauder has a profits report on the way this morning, and the forecast is decent. That's in part because of what the beauty brand is doing overseas. Stan Alcorn reports.
You've probably heard of the lipstick effect, that when money's short, people buy cheap luxuries like lipstick. That's basically true, according to beauty industry analyst Shannon Romanowski.
The color cosmetic industry actually fared better than most during the recession.
Estee Lauder has more than doubled its value in the last 4 years, lately profiting from consumers returning to higher-end products like MAC makeup. But if you call what's been Estee Lauder's fastest-growing market, you might be surprised.
Macchinara Franco, boa tarde.
That's good afternoon from a MAC store in Brazil. Karen Grant, a senior analyst at NPD, says one of MAC's advantages is that half its product line is for people with darker skin.
It is a really great brand to then leverage abroad.
She says it's also the rare luxury good to benefit from counterfeiting.
In South Africa, there were so many knockoffs that they were like, well, you know, I suppose we offer them the real thing.
MAC is now in Nigeria and is coming soon to Botswana and Zambia. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.